ramp. The ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
On Reddit, he's considered their Jesus. He weighs the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from
Gordon Keith.
The remix nobody asked for, but
we all needed.
We all needed it. This is brought to you by Sante Center for Healing and Mark Spain Real Estate. Here he is, folks. Monty.
Thank you, DJ. I want to tell you about a couple of wheels off folks from all the way over there. Let's start with a man who hates fat people. That is a guy from Bangkok who goes by the name Film.
Phil.
F-I-L-M. F-I-L-M.
Hmm?
So, outside of a Bangkok 7-Eleven, a Vietnamese woman was walking by, and she's walking out. Maybe she's got a couple of bagel dogs, got a Slurpee. She's having a good time. And all of a sudden, Film takes a box cutter and starts slashing her. And they can't figure out what the heck is going on. And eventually the police are called. They get there. They find the guy using CCTV footage. And they arrest Mr. Film.
Closed circuit.
And they start to... Thank you. And they start to question the guy and go, what's going on? Why did you target this woman?
That's not cool.
And Film says that he hates fat people. And this lady was overweight. Now, this is a strange claim because you're like, okay, this guy must be built like ham. You know what I mean? Like, he's just disgusted by overweight people. Maybe they're a drag on the healthcare over there. So, I don't know. He just has an aversion to fat people. I'm going to show you a photo of Mr. Film here, and you tell me if he should be commenting on the way other people are built.
All right. That is a obviously...
He looks like Kenny Powers.
Yeah.
He looks like guy. Asian Artie Lang.
Yeah, he's all lumpy.
he's got a really tattered shirt on that looks like it's covered in like powdered donut remnants. And yeah, he weighs 285 maybe, at least. He'd be a great pulling guard.
You want to draft him?
And at first it's like, okay, well, maybe he's just like a self-loathing fat guy that is disgusted because he's fat and he wants to take out other fat people.
I know how that goes.
Yeah, I mean, I see other porkers and I'm like, gross.
Don't call them porkers.
I can do it. It's my N-word, calling them porkers.
God, I don't think it's quite the same.
Well,
is the lady okay at least?
She is okay. She was taken to the hospital. She's fine. But when they finally were able to ask this guy why he did it, he said that he wanted to be the only one who was overweight.
Why?
That's a bad goal. You're never going to be the only fat person in any country ever.
I would hate to, yeah, drop him off to any southern city in the U.S., because the guy would go on a killing
spree. Rampage, yeah. I mean, there's chubby chasers out there, so you corner
harmless.
The market. If
harmless.
You corner the market if you're the only one.
He's going to be some kind of... But he would be like a chubby chaser serial killer. He'd get like a Lifetime movie as he's following these people around and shanking them with box cutters.
As he's losing his breath chasing after them.
Yeah, you don't have to run very far to get away, but... I mean, the problem is if you're overweight, it's not going to be a long
That's what I'm saying.
Chase
it's a,
ultimately.
It's a low-speed chase.
So it says that this guy is listed at 120 kilograms, which...
What's that in stone?
Tells me that's like 265-ish, which this guy looks bigger than that. I'm going to be honest with you.
I mean,
he looks bigger.
265 is stout.
It is, but he looks a lot bigger.
It's on athletic 265. It's a lumpy.
No, he's not carrying that weight. He's not Miles Garrett.
No, he doesn't look like a speed rush guy. Definitely not.
He's got terrible bend. I definitely would not spend an early pick on that guy. So
it's almost 19 stone.
So Film, the fat man, is not our P1 of the week. Let me take you now to another guy who is over there. This is a story from the UK as Kristen Taylor, a 29-year-old, was taken to a police station after getting into a fight with his father.
Hot.
No. So
I'm thinking of Christine Taylor, sorry.
No, this is Kristen Taylor, which is a guy's name. But they got into a fight, and apparently they were very drunk, which I imagine that you're one to do while you're over there. Well, eventually they get into an argument. The guy's dad says as he's had enough. He went to leave the house that they were at with his two dogs, and the son starts taking chase, saying, "No, you're not taking the dogs. I want the dogs back." That leads them into getting into a scuffle. The guy starts punching his dad in the head. The dad finally gets away, hands the dogs off to a neighbor so that they can get into a full-on fight. They continue to punch each other multiple times. The dad falls over. A bystander said that you could see John pleading with his son to at least let him get back to his feet so that he could fight back. And the fight lasted for over 45 seconds. Now, the police were called, and this guy was arrested, the 29-year-old son, and he was taken into custody. At the police station, the dad had to show up to give a statement, of course, so he's there. And while at the police station, the son was given some food because, you know, they got to feed, I guess, the inmates. And
I guess
they gave him a pancake and a pot or a little cup of, like, instant noodles. Immediately, he threw his cup of instant noodles at a police officer.
God.
Missed. Then he threw, and this is, it sounds insane, he threw the flapjack, which hit a different police officer in the nuts, which caused what he described as a sharp and immediate pain.
All right. Even if Ms. Zarowski was throwing a pancake at you, I don't feel like that would be enough where it would really hurt you.
Oh, you nut my burger! But if he got you in the right spot, I mean, dude, Aroldis Chapman's really raring back.
Yeah.
British Aroldis Chapman is drunk off his ass.
Oh, I take this! That's
my and also 840. I think that could do some... Again, it has to hit you perfectly.
What kind of pinpoint accuracy does this guy have?
But that is a odd thing, they're having to rush you to the hospital because you got Corby balls, and you have to explain to the doctors that you got hit in the nuts by a pancake.
By what?
Like, you know what? I got hit. I got hit by a baseball. That's what it was. There's maple syrup.
Yeah, there's a blueberry attached to it.
Yeah, a little chocolate chip.
Everything about that story. Have y'all ever had a friend get into a throwdown or anything with their dad? Have y'all ever witnessed something like that?
No, I don't have friends or dads.
No.
I haven't either. That just seems like...
Oh, I thought you had a story here.
No. I'm just asking. Like, this seems like I can't imagine anything that would escalate to that point where you would be fighting your own dad like that and you need the police to be called.
I've seen a friend throw a waffle and hit his dad in the wiener, but that's it.
What?
So kind of adjacent to this story, but not exactly a one-for-one.
I think that's even more rare. Yeah. I think that's the
He did like an ultimate Frisbee throw.
Like he's odd-jobbed from James Bond. Just
he odd-jobbed the waffle and his nearly Texas, took it clean
his
off.
Texas-shaped waffle.
Yes.
Yeah, it was at a hotel, so it was, Texas-shaped. And anyway, be on the lookout if you travel overseas. If you're fat... Or if you have a set of genitals that's inviting to get hit by a pancake, be on the lookout.